Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on December 20th, 2018. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. But one thing we don't have is a title sponsor, ladies and gentlemen. We're looking for a new title sponsor for the South Bay Show. So if you're a regular listener in the South Bay or beyond, we'd love to talk to you about becoming a title sponsor. Just find us at southbaybyjackie.com and connect with us. And we would love to talk to you about being featured at the beginning of the Thursday South Bay Spotlight Show. So please get in touch with us. We'd love to have you. And we're going to have another great show today, as we do every Thursday and have for many years. So what a great spot to have your business or collective featured at the top of every South Bay Spotlight on Thursday. So please get in touch with us. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. Persistent passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with southbaybyjackie.com and executive producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Well, didn't we have fun last night?
Oh, yeah, that was really, really, really wonderful, including that woman that was singing. She was amazing. She was,
she had the voice of an angel. I mean, she had a beautiful voice. Just so everybody that's listening understands, myself and two of my partners had a client appreciation party last night. You know, I invited my avatars. Jerry invited her clients. Gloria invited some people. And we had it at Gloria's photography studio. And, you know, it's so funny. You know, she set up the studio with backdrops and holiday, you know, ornaments and stuff, so that if people wanted to, you know, do selfies, you know, they'd have a nice backdrop. And of course, you know, what ends up happening is she's a professional photographer, so she ended up getting us all in there and posing us and adjusting lights, she had lights going, and she's like taking all these, but it was so much fun. Great group. Really quickly, want to thank Nigel Heath from Absolution Brewing for providing his fabulous beer. The Boisset Collection, Peggy and Brian Dean, they came and they poured their fabulous wines. Hollywood Zyka, they provided appetizers for us. And the singer, she played the guitar and the ukulele. Her name is Lyra Starr. You can look her up on Facebook. Mm. Gorgeous, gorgeous voice. And she got all of us singing at one point. We were all singing Jingle Bells. So fun evening. So I hope I didn't forget to thank anybody. And, of course, Gloria Placentia, you know, for letting us use her studio as a venue. It was a good fun night.
Was.
And Joe was there. Everybody, Joe came out.
It was great. I could not miss it for the world. It was great. I'm glad I came.
Well, you always do that. You know, I invite you to everything. You're like, yeah, I don't know. Or you feel, yeah, I'll be there. And then you don't show up. So, and I did ask you. I spoke to you yesterday. I was like, are you coming to the party? And you were like, yeah, I'll stop by. And, of course, you know, I never know whether or not, you know, to expect you, but you did, and it was fun, like I told you it would be.
yeah that was fun.
Oh, and you know what, really funny,
what?
Again, and this happens to me pretty much on a daily basis, you meet people in person for the first time, but you've known them for years on Facebook, and there were several people there last night that I've never met, but we're friends on Facebook, and the minute they walk in the door, you recognize them, and you know their name. you know, and you're like, hi, nice to meet you. I actually have a couple of advertisers. One of them last night, the same thing.
Oh.
He's been advertising with me for months. Henry Munoz from South Coast Lending Equity. He's been advertising with me for, I don't know, 8 months or something, but we never met in person, and he came to the party last night, so I got to meet him in person. Fabulous guy.
That was wonderful, and he's doing such a great job for people through his business. Really fun.
Yeah, it's interesting. He specializes in reverse mortgages. But it's not the only thing he does. He does regular stuff, but he does a lot of stuff that, like, the banks won't do. So all of these different, I guess, more difficult or type of lending. And several times I heard him talking to people, like, they were getting into the topic because everybody's heard of reverse mortgages, but nobody really understands what they are. So he was getting a lot of questions last night from people. So we learned something.
Right.
Yeah.
I just want to give a shout out to Lyra Starr, the singer. Mm-hmm. She really was amazing. I got to talk to her a little bit about her business and her journey. And I want to direct people to Facebook. It's Lyra Starr Music, Lyra Starr Music. And so you can just type that in on Facebook and you will find her. And find out where she's playing next and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, she was terrific. She was terrific. You know, I didn't know the ukulele was so popular. You know, Jack Tracy, our local Jack Tracy, our roaming minstrel, it's like he single-handedly brought that instrument back. But now it's like everybody's playing it. It's super, super popular. Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I have to.
Very accessible, very portable.
Yeah. I have to introduce Lyra and Jack and Mitch Chang. Mitch Chang plays the uke too. So,
right.
Yeah. So shall we get into it?
Let's do. This is going to be this for me, Jackie. This is really an important topic, not just you reacquainting yourself with friends that you've known for a long time. But, I mean, every business has to pivot at one point or another for whatever reason. And we're going to talk about some major pivots and a wonderful result from that pivot. So, Jackie, who are our guests today?
Our guests this morning are Jeffrey Scott, Judith Burke, Wendy Metcalf, and Julie Donovan may be joining us a little later. Anyway, some of you are going to recognize these names because beginning 30 years ago, several of our guests had shops in Riviera Village next door to each other on Catalina Avenue. Does anybody remember Mixed and Jeffrey Scott and Rhapsody? Well, they're back. They've migrated to Palos Verdes and are now known as the Collective at Malaga Cove. The shops opened for business last month, just in time for the holiday season. And if you still have any items on your shopping list, you got to stop by because I can guarantee you'll find the most unique gift items the minute you walk through the doors. Now, in the spirit of full disclosure, as Joe just mentioned, I shopped at these stores for years, and I was personally devastated when one by one they closed for business. So you can imagine, you don't have to imagine, you can hear it. I'm thrilled that they've all returned along with a new business associate. So this morning we're going to catch up with some old friends and learn what's in store at the Collective at Malaga Cove. Judith, Jeffrey, Wendy, welcome back to the neighborhood. I'm so thrilled you could join us this morning.
Wendy, glad to be here.
Thank you all for joining us. And we want to find out, Jackie, first about what they were doing before and their experience in Riviera Village, and then talk about the transition. So how do you want to handle that?
Well, let's start with Jeffrey. Well, before we go there, I just want to explain how this show came to be. Last week, earlier this week, Joe, you and I were talking, and I was getting lazy because we're on hiatus the next 2 weeks. We're on hiatus till the new year. We'll be playing reruns next week and the week after. So I was getting a little lazy, and I didn't have anybody, you know, scheduled, and I was going to get somebody, and then they couldn't. And as my husband was walking out the door to go to work yesterday morning, he says, oh, Mixed is back. And I went, what? You know, my head, you know, flew up, you know, like I did the full-on swivel. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, Judith's back. She opened up a store in Malaga Cove. I'm like, wait, where did you get this information? He said, it's on Next Door. So he left, and I immediately got on Next Door, and I saw an announcement. Jeffrey Scott, Mixed, Rhapsody, and Julie Donovan Design. And I looked it up, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so cool. And what I ended up doing, I went straight to Google, and I Googled Jeffrey Scott. I Googled Mixed, and there was a lot of information, but it was all old information. And I was like, I got to get in touch with them. And I went back to the announcement, and when I enlarged it, I found a contact number for Jeffrey on it. So I called him, and as somebody answered the phone, I said, is Jeffrey available? And he said, speaking, who's this? And I said, Jackie Bluster. And the two of us were like, oh my God, I haven't talked to you in so long. And so I spoke with Jeffrey, and I said, I understand that you've reopened. And so he said, yeah, yeah. And so I was tickled pink to speak with him. I hadn't spoken to him in a long time. And I said, I would love to get you guys on the show tomorrow. You know, I was like, I said, I know it's Lesbian and everything. So that's why I didn't, you know, I figured I didn't want to get into the bios and all that stuff. So I said, just please. And he got back to me within minutes, and he sent me everybody's number. And that's how we came to have them on the show. So that's how it happened. Very quick yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Okay,
well,
now we
there are. Okay, well, now you're going to help me with this, Jackie. Where do we want to start and at what time? And then I want to just find out, Jeffrey, maybe you can help me. What was the village like years ago?
If anybody shopped the village, it was exactly what the kind of shopping experience you would want. A lovely village atmosphere, very close to the beach, centered on relationships and our clients that lived locally and some out of the area. And for many years, it had that reputation. And I dare say it still does have that reputation. Mm. There's just not as much retail, which is happening across the country now in these little villages.
Yeah.
Judith, there is a transition in retail around the world, and certainly here in Southern California. Of course, the Grove in the Wilshire district is very, very popular destination. People are building these enclaves, collectives in various places that are groups of businesses that are attracting, you know, the crowds, and then other businesses are intermingled. How did you, how was business and how was retail years ago? Was it different, and how was it different, Judith?
Well, I think listening to what Jeffrey said, I would say the village was the true definition of the word pedestrian. So that there were restaurants and all sorts of small stores intermingled where you could spend half a day and eat and shop and even walk down to the beach. And I think now individually owned small businesses have to locate in a place like we are in now in Malaga Cove, because I think you'd disappear in a big mall. You would not be successful, and frankly, I think we could never afford the rent in those environments. So it's actually, I saved all my store fixtures, and now I know why. It was kind of a surprise to me at my age, and given the amount of time that I have not been in business, that I jumped right in. So, and we're having fun.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just something that most small businesses dream about is having that store or that place where they can sell their wares, sell products and services that they found that other people make. Wendy, what was it like for you in the beginning in the village?
Well, I was like super excited to get started. I live near the village, so I could walk to work or ride my bike. I don't know, people came from the neighborhood. You really got to know them, so you could be out at another store and you would see your neighbor. I think there was a close camaraderie between all the store owners, and there still is. You know, I still run into many of them, even though I've been gone a month, you know, and they're still happy to see you, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Wendy. Mm-hmm. Wendy, you just recently closed your shop in the village. How long ago was that?
The end of September.
Oh yeah, because I went down a couple of months. Very recent. Yeah. Well, you know, I have to jump in here with this because what they just described about it being a true village where everybody knew each other, and their clientele was, you know, they had relationships with their customers. And, you know, Jeffrey, I could walk in there and want to buy an item of clothing for my husband, and I didn't have to worry about it. He knew JB. He knew how he was built. He knew his merchandise, so he knew what clothing designers did, a slim fit or more of a boxy fit. And I never, as a matter of fact, I don't even know that I ever knew my husband's sizes. Jeffrey knew them, so I didn't have to worry about it. So I could always count on him. And you know, as I said, birthdays, anniversaries, you know, holidays and stuff. So I was in there all the time. And then again, if I was just walking through the village or getting a slice of pizza or something, you know, I would see them. You know, I'd walk by the store and wave. And the same with Judith. You know, Judith had the most marvelous store, Mixed, M-I-X-T. She was in one location for years, and then she moved across the street into a larger location. And to this day, I believe most of the items I purchased in her store are still in my house. I bought so much incredible stuff from her shop over the years. And, of course, Rhapsody, I'm the world's worst rapper. That's not a skill set I have. And, you know, I didn't do it all the time, but those special occasions, you know, when the boss invites you to the holiday party or something and you're bringing a hostess gift or something, just drop in there, and they would wrap it up for me beautifully. So again, everybody knew everybody else. A true, you know, village atmosphere. You'd see people, you know, sweeping out in front of their stores in the morning, watering their planters. And... It has changed a little bit. There are a lot more restaurants in the village now. There are still a lot of shops, but yeah, the Riviera Village does have a good variety of shops and services. You know, now we even have several fitness businesses down there. You know, there's a Pilates place, there's some yoga studios and stuff, but we've still got our medical. You know, there's doctors down there and dentists and no shortage of medical spas, but we still have a good selection of shops and a lot more restaurants. You know, more variety.
Right. Well, I'm. This is the thing that I'm interested in: how, you know, businesses have to pivot, and when they do pivot, what are some of the things that they're looking for? So, Jeffrey, when did you think, okay, the village was then, but now we're going to look for a different space? How did you find the space in Malaga Cove?
Well, my story is just a little bit more complicated. I had a men's clothing store, Jeffrey Scott Men's Collection, for 32 years, and I retired in 2015. So, I had an opportunity to really follow my passion. So my new business is called Jeffrey Scott Vintage, and it's all about one-of-a-kind, unique, quirky finds. But just being back in business, as Judith has said to me, we have to blame that on Wendy. So you might want to ask Wendy how this all started.
Well, Wendy?
Oh, you're waiting for an answer. Well,
yes.
Yeah, my
How
situation.
How did this all start?
My situation is very different from both Judith and Jeffrey's. I needed to find a new location because of, situations in the villages where properties are being sold and, of course, new landlords are raising rents. And I had to make a decision to, go with a higher rent and or not. So I decided to downsize and but stay in business because the invitation business is something that people need to come and physically touch papers and talk to people, just as well as the gift wrap, They want to see what they're getting. So just by accident, the Malaga Cove area stumbled into my lap, and it is partly Jeffrey's fault because I did ask him to come and see the location with me. And I just remember his response was, "Oh, when? I love it." And so there it began with me taking the first spot. And then Jeffrey was helping me at my closing sale. And out of the blue one day, he's like, "I think I'm going to take a spot." And so it began. And then we met Judith on the day that we were moving. And she's like, "What's going on? What's going on?" And so we informed her and gave her the information on a Saturday. And Monday, she says, "Jay, I'm taking a spot." And so it begins, So that's how it all happened
right.
in a nutshell.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Well, Judith, let me just ask Judith something because, Judith, last time I spoke with you, I thought you were moving up to Oregon because you had family up there, kids and grandkids and stuff.
Well, that didn't happen. I have grandkids everywhere. So I'd have to I'd have to be an itinerant if I was going to move around to see all of them. One of the things that I think all three of our businesses did and are doing is it's a little bit like a family. A good example of this is yesterday this young woman walked in and I knew who it was. She had worked for me, her first job as a teenager, and she came in yesterday with her own teenager in tow and was so excited that her daughter had taken the bus from middle school and gotten off in Malaga Cove and met her mom and they came in the store. And it really touched me, and I can't describe it. I mean, I had tears in my eyes, and I was hugging them. And that part of a small business is something you can't replicate in a big business.
No,
right.
Not at all. Not at all.
Wow. No. And so now we're in this new space and place. Tell us a little bit about the environment. What's going on in Malaga Cove? Are they improving it? Were they glad to see you? They expected you? Tell us about that. Wendy, you can start.
We'll take that.
Well, I'll start with the beginning of it. I understand the city did a $50,000 study for Malaga Cove Plaza.
Yes.
And each time it returned with, if you want Malaga Cove to be a mecca, you need to have more retail. So I believe our spots originally were going to probably be office spots until they maybe ran into me. And I said, well, I'll give it a try. And so we proceeded then to find some more retail to go in that location. I think the city has opened their arms to us. At the grand opening, we had the mayor and a lot of other city people, and many people are coming by, and they're so excited to have us there, to have some retail back in Malaga Cove. That's my understanding.
I only mention that because it does look like the city is making some investments in the infrastructure in that space. They're trying to attract retail. They want more people circulating through and adding life to that area. So are you part of the first vanguard, Wendy, or were there others before you just recently that they have attracted?
I'm really not sure I can answer that. I don't think I have any information about that.
Okay.
Well, you know, at Malaga Cove, we when my husband and I started a business years ago, we had our offices there. And first off, for anybody that's not familiar with it, it's a beautiful development. It's probably about 80 years old or something. I mean, it's a beautifully designed. They have the post office. Post office has been there a long time. They have the bank there. They have the travel store there. They've always had a little market there. There's a retail shop right on the corner of the block where the post office is. I'm just not remembering the name of it. World Around the Worlds or something like that. Corners of the World. So they've always had the services there, but a few years ago, there started to be some activity because the Yellow Vase took a space there. And the market, I don't know if it's a new owner or if they just upgraded, made a change or something. They've got the cafe there now. So a few years ago, things started happening there. And then I was over there recently, a couple of weeks ago. I think I had a stop in the bank or the post office. I can't remember. And I was hungry, and where I parked my car, I saw a little cafe there that I'd never seen before, and I ran in there and got a bite to eat. I don't know the name of that place. It's just a little shop with glass windows. Where are you all located? Where is the collective located? Anybody?
Yeah,
anybody?
I'll answer it. The plaza has where you've described is what everybody has always said is the plaza. The area that we're in is across Via Corta, directly behind City Hall parking. So it is technically the plaza, but it's difficult to describe to people unless you've lived in the area for a long time, because the plaza has always been considered the area that you just described with the banks and the market. And so we are going to have to work hard to make sure that everybody understands that the plaza has two locations adjacent to each other.
Yeah, it's funny because people that drive by, if they drive by and they, look at this, and they pull in, they just think of that front plaza where the majority of the parking is. But if you go behind, there are little nooks and crannies all over the place. There's more to it. It's not just what's in the front, the shops that front the parking. You know, if you go, I'm trying to think if it's east, west, whatever. Walk past Corners of the World. You know, there are courtyards and alleys and places beyond. I know the Yellow Vase. They have a space there, but they also have an outdoor courtyard, a sizable outdoor courtyard. So you have to get out and walk around. Don't just look at what's in the front. So you guys are behind City Hall. Okay, well, we all know where City Hall is.
Well, we're actually where the old Reeve Gauche restaurant was.
Right. Yeah. And how many spaces are there? How big of a space is it that where all of you are located? Are there more shop fronts available? Or,
well, I'll take this one. When they did the build out, there were two professionals on either end of the spaces there, and they built five new spaces, four of which are taken by myself, Rhapsody Mixed, and Julie Donovan. And then there's just a very small little 200 square foot space left. But as Wendy mentioned, their original intention was to do professional leasing to professionals. And Joe went back to what you had said earlier. Wendy, she's kind of shy about this, but she really was the vanguard, as to use your word, to bring retail to a space that's adjacent to a major area that's brand new, that it was really an amazing leap for her. So we all kind of joined hands and leapt with her.
Okay. That's I'm talking about.
There you go. There you go. Well, yeah, I can't tell you how excited I am about this. I know that Jeffrey's not doing men's clothes anymore, but that's okay. That's okay. I think I figured it out. I think I know his sizing now. But I'm coming by this weekend. I'm totally coming by. I'm going to pop in and say hello to everybody because you all have super good taste.
Well, thank you.
You do. You always have. Judith, are you still going to be doing what you were doing in the village?
I sure am. Yes. I mean, that's the only way I've ever done my business is to support individual craftspersons and small production items that are not readily available. And I had a few things that I could bring into the store that fit into that category, and I will be traveling in the early part of next year to the wholesale craft shows on the East Coast, and most people who have come in said, oh my gosh, this is just like Mixed always was, so it's been very rewarding for me. I saved all my store fixtures, and they fit into this space like they were made for it. So it feels like Mixed when you come in.
Oh, gosh, I can't even tell you how excited I am about this. You know, Joe, no, seriously, Judith's shop, all right, this is 30 years ago now, remember, 30 years ago she was doing this. It's, she has a great eye. When she goes to these craft shows and stuff and she meets these artists, she has a phenomenal eye. And for how many years were you in the village, Judith?
I was in more than one. I was in three locations total. I kept getting, I kept buying more stuff, and so I had to move to bigger spaces. So I think it was probably 25 years total between the three spaces.
Yeah. Well, Joe, every single birthday party, graduation party, new baby party, wedding showers, holiday, I bought everybody's gifts at Mixed. And all of my friends over the years, they, when I would show up to whatever the celebration was with bag in hand and they would see that Mixed bag, they would get so excited because they knew that whatever it was going to be incredible. And literally, my friends would walk in and say, oh, Jackie's got Mixed every single time. That's how often I was in that store. You know, there's always something to buy for. And it was all, you know, I remember, so many great items. I remember stopping in one day, a friend of mine had a baby, and I found you had an egg carton. And when you opened the egg carton, in each of the spaces where the egg would go, there was a pair of different style baby booties. That's what I'm talking about. Original, unique, beautiful, beautiful stuff. So, so this is so great. Now, Jeffrey, are you? Oh, before I get to Jeffrey, Judith, your store. People have tried to replicate what you do. There are several stores that are like that from day one. They were trying to replicate what you do. None of them have ever done it. I've been in them. They have never come close to your level of merchandise. Nobody. They still haven't. So this is why I'm so excited that you're back.
Thank you. If you could see my face, it's bright red. Good thing there's no camera watching.
Well, you know, I'm all about sharing the good stuff. Now, Jeffrey, is your store? It's not the same as Mixed because your stuff is going to be. Is it more home furnishings? Is it more home decor, or is it strictly vintage and you go all over the map?
Yes, to all of the above.
Yes,
it
everything.
Is. I really like on the window it says, you know, unique, one of a kind, quirky, not only to describe myself, but the shop as a whole. So
yeah.
I've got some things that have a vintage component to it. Like I have a collection of lamps, some of which are made out of old vacuum cleaners, et cetera. And then I've got some other more contemporary pieces that, you know, for a different kind of client. But my goal is that everything in the shop is a standalone, and regardless of your decor, it will find a place of whimsy.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see your store. Listen, Joe, let's take a quick station break, and I believe that Wendy has to run. Actually, before we do that, Wendy, I just wanted to, real quickly, before you have to leave, invitations, all right? You do the beautiful paper invitations. How has your business been affected with things like Evite?
Well, first of all, it's Judith who has to leave, but
not
me.
I'm sorry, if you want
to talk to Judith a little more, you know.
No, I'm good. I'm enjoying listening.
Okay.
Well, you know, in the beginning when the whole Evite thing started, I think people were mesmerized by it, and, oh, my God, I could do it myself. They would get online, and I saw a little spiral down in the beginning. But I think as people found it was a lot more difficult to put these things together and try to answer the questions online, and they would get things back that weren't right, it seemed to come back up. So now people are back to the hands-on. They want to touch it, feel it. They'll come in the store and see it. They can still get on my webpage for invitations and, you know, search around at night in their pajamas, you know, and sort of narrow their looks down, but then they still want to come in, you know. So
it's very tactile.
And so we're sort of a destination with that, you know. You Yelp me, and you know, South Bay Invitations, and here we pop up, and you know, people come. So I think now it's doing a lot better than in the beginning.
Yeah, you know, when it comes down to it. Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to follow on. Do you find, Judith, that professionals like wedding planners and other people that are
Wendy,
helping?
Wendy.
I'm sorry.
Wendy, not Judith.
We look a lot alike, Joe. It's okay.
do you find that professionals are using your services more now because they are looking for people that are experts in a particular area, like invitations?
I do find that I get quite a few event planners. I actually had one in the store yesterday, but she was getting married. But they do come because they say, look, I don't want to be bothered. You know, here's my client. They're coming.
Yeah.
Please take care of them. I know you will, as you always will. So I do get quite a few planners, but I would say the bulk of it are individuals.
I see. Okay, good.
Interesting. Yeah,
that's
interesting.
And now, Judith.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I do have to go in a minute, but I think collective. I'm sorry. I think collective is a great description of who we are and what's going on, and I think it's been very easy to share the customer base. We all offer something different, but they're connected, and so I'm so far, as far as I can see, people don't come just to Rhapsody or to Jeffrey or to me. They're visiting all three stores, and I think that's fantastic.
The collective, it's a collective.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So Judith, you have to go, and we're gonna say goodbye to Judith, and then Joe, you're gonna do a station break. Judith, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and I will see you this. Are you gonna be around this weekend?
Yes, I am.
All right, so. I'll see you then. I'll pop in. I'll definitely just
All right.
in on.
Well, thank you for this. This is my first podcast that I'm on, talking on, and I will have to listen to it. So thank you.
I will send right. everybody the link. All right, great. Thanks, Judith.
Bye, everybody. Thanks.
Bye. Well,
all right, Joe, let's do that station break. We're a little late.
Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and we are having a great season of conversations with businesses and restaurants and collectives and other organizations from the South Bay. It's been a wonderful year this year, and we would love to invite you to become the title sponsor for this show. The title sponsor for this show gets a 20 to 30 second commercial at the top of the show. And of course, we'll do a show with you to discuss your business and really get you in the audio podcast space. So if you're interested in that, please contact southbaybyjackie.com and just go there and find some contact information. We'd love to talk to you about being the title sponsor for this show. And with that, we're going to continue with The Collective at Malaga Cove. Jackie?
Yeah, no, I'm so excited about this. I can't even explain how excited I am about this. Now, Jeffrey, you had your business for, I think you said, 32 years, and then you closed up shop, and if I remember correctly, you were taking a different path. I know that you do. Are you translator for American Sign Language? Is that correct?
I am, but I haven't actually been an interpreter for many years. What I have been doing as a volunteer and then continue to do more in a full-time capacity once I retired was to be a grief counselor.
Yes, I remember
for
that
for an
too.
Organization that's called The Gathering Place. So I did that for many years, and then when this opportunity came, my focus is now, you know, on getting the business going.
Yeah, and you know, something I bet you that's grief. What? I'm sorry. Give me the title again. Grief counselor? Or?
A grief counselor.
Grief counselor, yeah. In this day and age, I bet we need a lot more of them, huh?
Yeah, and the Gathering Place is a wonderful organization. If you have experienced any loss, they're the place to go because they've got
where
a lot of great support.
Where are they located?
They're actually in the old Daily Breeze building on Torrance Boulevard in Torrance.
Oh, okay. I know where that is.
Yeah.
Where that is. So you're just jumping back into the fray.
I'm jumping back into the fray, and Jackie, this is really my passion. Since I was a kid, I would love to walk around these antique swap meets and kooky kind of art shows, and even if I didn't buy anything, I just felt great being there. So as a cheerleader for Wendy, I got so jazzed on the area, then that's when I decided, you know, maybe I can combine my passion with my business.
And isn't that the best of both worlds?
It is. It
well,
is.
We
although
couldn't ask.
My clients still don't get, they still come in, they're like, do you have any shirts? I'm like, no, no clothes.
Wendy, what were you going to say?
And you know, we just couldn't ask for a better location. When we were all moving in, we'd stop our work and packing, and we'd walk over to the market and get some lunch and sit and chat. And then we said, oh, yeah, we're not here to just have fun. We're here to succeed as businesses. So we'd have to wrap our arms around that and get back to work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the location is just prime.
It is. I love Malaga Cove. As I said, our first office was in Malaga Cove. It's so walkable, you know. And as I said, now they've got a lot more going on there. Wendy or Jeffrey, do either of you know how old that development is?
Well, they've been working on it. I think Reeve Gold shut down, and I think the whole development, they're working on it for about a year.
Oh, no, I mean all of Malaga Plaza, you know, because it was all laid out. It was a planned development. Anybody know?
I don't know.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know either.
Okay, yeah. I think it's about 80 years old. It might be a little older. But it's just a beautiful beautiful part of the South Bay. It's just a gorgeous part of the South Bay. Wow. Yeah, this is exciting.
My hard part is, as I tell everyone, is being next door to Julie Donovan, the designer. She's so incredible, and you know, people don't know that she actually has a lot of retail products for the home that she sells. And so I'm always watching my P's and Q's on how I set up things being next to her. And so people should really stop in and see what she's got as well.
Well, Julie was supposed to join us this morning, but she had a sick child at home. Tell us about Julie. I know it's Julie Donovan Design. What kind of design? What does she do? Home, fashion? What's her store like?
From what I know, she's pretty much home decor. You know, she has a serious background. I think she used to be in television or movie production and just finally decided to do her own thing. And I hope I'm correct in this. But mostly inside her store is home decor. She's got candles and soaps and rugs and pillows and beautiful vases and photography on the wall. And she just does an incredible job on how she displays it. So everyone always thinks, oh, we thought those were her things. But no, they are for sale, yes.
Okay. So do you know if she's an interior designer or, like, can you hire her to come and decorate your house?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
That's
her
thing.
All right. And she has merchandise there that, you know, so you walk in, you get an idea of what she can do, and if you like something in particular, you can buy it.
You can walk right out of the store with it.
Wow. I'm going to be dropping some bucks this weekend, Joe.
Oh, all right. It's going to happen.
Yeah, I still have a couple of people on my list I have to shop for this year. I'm excited.
We'd love to have you.
Well, okay, Jeffrey, when I was trying to contact you yesterday and we spoke, you said that you're still – are you guys putting up individual websites? Are you doing a collective website? How can people – is there any place at this point people can go online – and learn about your businesses, what you have to offer?
Well, from right now, it would be just individual. So if people wanted to see the items that I carry, they would look up jeffreyscottvintage.com.
Mm-hmm.
But because we're all creating this together as a small collective, we will be having a website specifically for the collective. And with that said, as time goes on, we hope to have different events and gallery openings, and we'll have entertainment. The area that we're in will be fitted out with flower boxes and cafe tables, and really to give it that sense of a little shopping community.
Oh, like I couldn't be more excited. Now you're telling me you're going to have events? Now you're telling me you're going to have events? Oh, this just gets better and better. Okay, well, of course, you have my email now. So obviously anything you're doing, you have to send me the information. I will post it on my website because that's kind of what I do.
Got it.
Oh, that's exciting. That is exciting. I mean, you have – oh, boy, that's another whole sphere to get into.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's like a new art movement, I think, we're trying to create there. And, you know, Wendy let us off, and now we've grown into these four businesses. Judith put it very well. We're all mutually supportive, and we share our client base. It's really a lovely thing to see, to recreate that small village experience once again.
Yeah, and you the people you've gathered around you obviously know what you're doing. You know, you're not straight off the bus just, oh, I'm going to open a shop. I mean, all of you have been doing this for years. You know what you're doing. And you all have great taste. You know, you can't substitute that.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for that, right, Wen?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Wendy, what is your website?
I'm at Rhapsody, redondobeach.com. It's a work in progress, so
right.
But
it's Rhapsody with a W. Rhapsody with a W.
Yes.
Like rap, like Rhapsody, Rhapsody. Get it, everybody? Everybody get that? Rhapsody.
Because we rap, and I should have had my rap ready for you this morning, but my little nephew's out of town, and I couldn't get a hold of him.
Wendy, I've heard your raps before. Probably not great.
But I'm just going to leave that then.
Yes, thanks.
Oh, boy. So, okay, so tell us your physical location. What's the address?
Oh, I'm 318 Tejon Place, and then we go from there, 320, 321, all the way down to Jeffrey, and I think he's 326 or 8.
Yeah. It's actually, even numbered. So it's if people are trying to find us and they put us in their navigator, it's getting better now at directing them to us. But in the beginning, it was like, where are you guys? I'm spinning around the plaza. But it's getting a little easier now.
Yeah, it's it's funny. I saw a Google Maps car drive down my street the other day. So that's what you look at. You want to make sure that the Google Maps car comes into your neighborhood, because there's still a couple of places that aren't well served when you put in information. So it's Tejon Place in Malaga Cove in Palos Verdes. So plenty of parking down there. And again, you gotta check out the main area that fronts on the parking. But then you have to. There's a whole bunch more going on outside of that front area, so you got to get down there and check it out. Are both of you going to be around this weekend too?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm going to come in. I'm going to come in and say hi to everybody. As of today, I've been doing this website. I've identified certain patterns as far as how things ebb and flow around certain holidays, and up until like yesterday, now all of the big holiday events have concluded. They're all done, right? Now the 10 days before Christmas is knuckle down time. People are shopping. You have all the private parties. The kids are coming home from school, so it's family time, and so there's not a lot of events going on over the next 10 days, because everybody's, gearing up. They've got a lot to do. So for me, my workload just slows down dramatically, literally starting today. Like, I'll be lucky to get an email, over the next 10 days. So I got plenty of time. I have plenty of time to do some shopping and come and visit. So, Joe, I know you're not familiar with any of these stores, but you gotta take Carrie. And go over.
Right.
I mean, you can spend several hours over there. As I say, you can get something to eat. You can do some shopping. You can ship stuff.
You can get things wrapped.
Yeah.
Beautifully wrapped. Not a schlock job like me. Beautifully wrapped.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good.
Looking forward to it.
We have one more show tomorrow, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're done until the new year, right?
And then we're done until 2019.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. A little hiatus.
Yeah.
I'm excited. All right. So Jeffrey Scott Vintage, Mixed, Rhapsody, and Julie Donovan Design. They're all located over on Tejon Place, is it?
Correct.
Tejon Place, behind the City Hall in Malaga Plaza. They're all open for business. And as I said in the intro, if anybody has some... I know people are doing last minute shopping. I mean, there are people out shopping on Christmas Eve, you know, which I've never understood that. I've never understood waiting till the last minute like that. That's just craziness. But definitely make a point. Stop by these shops. You will find amazing things. I haven't been there yet, but I'm telling you, I know. So amazing stuff. You'll find some incredible, unique gifts for people or for yourself, you know, because that's what always ends up happening. You go in to buy for somebody else, and you end up buying stuff, you know, for you. Or am I the only person that does
right.
that?
No, you're not alone.
All right, then. All right, Joe, let's wrap it up.
Okay. All right. Well, it's been a wonderful discussion. I hope that who was with us earlier? Was it Julie was with
Judith?
Us? Judith
was
with us,
yeah.
And it was her first podcast. I hope that she gets to listen to it and finds out that the water is just fine. Come on in. Podcasts are wonderful. We are looking for a title sponsor. We'd love to have someone be our title sponsor. So if you listen to the show regularly, if you have friends that have listened to the show and told you about it, please think about sponsoring the Thursday show and becoming our title sponsor. We'd love to have you. And we're so glad to have you with us, Jeffrey and Wendy. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing and hearing about more developments at your businesses. And everyone, you now have a new destination, The Collective at Malaga Cove. So we hope to see you there soon. That's our show. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will see you tomorrow, but that's our last show of the 2018. What a year it's been. We hope you've had a wonderful year, and we hope that you will continue to listen to the show in 2019. We have some innovations for 2019 coming up, two new shows, Biz Law Chat with Chase Law Group. That's going to be Deanne Chase. That's going to be fun. And we don't know what the title is yet, but we're going to have Chris First from Credit.
Chris Castigar from Credit First.
Chris Castigar from Credit First. And so we're going to do two new shows that are going to be we're not going to do those on Blog Talk Radio, are we? Are we going to upload those to Blog
yes.
Talk Radio, Jackie? Or we're
yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
But, well,
yeah. It's going to be a slightly different format. Right now, for all these years, we've been doing a live hour show where people can call
right.
in and stuff. But these are, because of the subject matter, it's going to be a lot more concise. So we're going to have law, legal issues, and financial issues. They're going to be half-hour programs. They're going to be taped. They're not going to be live. So, you know, people will
right.
be calling in. But we'll have guests. You know, we'll have plenty
right.
of guests on these shows, experts in their field. So we're going to get that. They're going to start up after the new year. So I'm very excited about that.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you soon. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.